Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, on whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 4:14-19. We often speak of the dimension of things, like the dimensions of a room, maybe being 20 feet by 40 feet. The dimensions show the expanse of the room and also the limitations of the room. Well, in our text, Paul gives the dimensions of the love that deity has for man by speaking of the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of his love. We're not to understand that God limits his love, but we try to understand that there are some things that the love of God does accomplish if man does not love God in return. What is the length of God's love? How far does it extend? John 3:16 speaks of God loving. God is the creator, the designer, the governor, the preserver of all things, indeed the giver of life. He is from everlasting to everlasting. God gave his Son. The Son gave his life. The Son that he gave was not one Son among many. He was his only begotten Son. He gave the purest, the finest, the richest of all gifts. Paul says concerning this gift from God, 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. The gift was and is of such value that words are simply not capable of adequately expressing the magnitude of that gift. The motive behind the giving of this gift was the love that God has for the people of this sinful world. Love is the greatest of all gifts, and God has demonstrated to us what love is in the giving of Christ. For you see, love sacrifices self on the behalf of another. Love seeks the other's highest good. Such is the very meaning of love that God has shown, the love that Christ has manifested, the love that Christians are to imitate. Would you just picture the Savior in the Garden of Gethsemane? Scripture says that Jesus prayed in the stillness of the night, alone and in great agony. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But because of God's wondrous love for man, he spared not his only begotten Son. How can anyone doubt the extent of the love of God? And what is the breadth of God's love? It is equally as marvelous. It is as broad and as all-inclusive that it embraces all men everywhere. The giving of God's Son was the giving of the greatest gift to the greatest number. He tasted death for every man, Hebrews 2 and verse 9. God's love was broad enough to cover all the transgressions of all people. Now, this does not mean that all will be saved, because the love of God must be accepted by those who would be benefited from it. God gives, but man must receive. Should a man be so foolish as to reject the one that God sent, then man deprives himself of the salvation that God offers. But the scope of God's love is seen in such passages as in John 3:17, how God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This does not mean that sinners are not condemned. They are. It means God's gift had as its primary goal the salvation, not the destruction of man. Sin destroys. God saves. John 6 and verse 15 teaches that Jesus gave his flesh for the life of the world. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. John 4 and verse 14. He came to save. John 12, 47. The provision of the love of God is as broad as the entire human race. And what is the depth of God's love? How far down does the love of God reach? We might best understand this part of God's love by asking, how far down can one go in sin? God did not just love the nice people. He's not concerned only for those who come from good homes and who are outstanding in the community and who are considered successful by the standards of the world. The downcast, the weary, the heavy laden, those burdened by sin, all of these are targets of God's love. Even those in the gutter of life are included in God's love. It reaches down as far as man has allowed himself to plunge. Murderers, adulterers, liars, the covetous, wicked in any and in every way, can be reached by the love of God. You know, even as he was dying on the cross, his concern through his Son was for those who had committed such grievous sins as even killing the innocent and perfect Son of God. Christ prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. One cannot become so stained with sin that the pure blood of Christ cannot wash him clean and pure as new-fallen snow. There is no sin that cannot be forgiven when a man meets God's conditions of forgiveness. There is no such thing as the unpardonable sin when and if man will obey God's will. There is no pardon of any sin when men rebel against God's will and refuse to obey. But no person is too bad, too mean to save if they will turn to God. That is how far down the love of God goes. It is as if God is extending his hand downward to sinful man, ready and willing to lift him up, providing man will lay hold on the hand of God and allow God to save him. And what is the height of the love of God? Ultimately, the love of God reaches upward into heaven. Higher and higher in the ways of righteousness and service to others can a person go when he let himself be led by the love of God. We shall finally be caught up with him into the eternal realm of glory because the love of God extends that far. We sing the song, Love Lifted Me. This reminds us of both the depth and the height of the love of God, down in sin and lifted into glory is the way of man when he obeys God and loves God in return for God's love for him. The limitation of God's love is specified by God himself. That is, the benefits of his love are limited to those who will appreciate his love. God will not force his love on any, even as he extends his love to all. His invitation is, whosoever will may come. But only in that sense is the love of God limited. The boundlessness of God's love for those who come to him is expressed in the blessed words of Paul's letter to Rome, chapter 8, verses 37 through 39. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker, Jim Boyd. Until next time.